And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky! This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goofa. Hello.
My goodness.
Isn't it?
Oh, well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this week, it's a random entry special.
Is it? Random entry.
Random
entry. That's what
entry.
We're all about.
I'm all about random entry.
Yeah.
It's interesting this week, Tony.
Why is it?
It is interesting this week. Well, because I'm full of despair, yet happiness.
Right.
Guilt, but freedom.
Right. And I'm in a right bad mood.
You're in a right
only
bad mood.
Only just.
Yeah.
I was all right till about 20 minutes ago.
I'm financially secure.
I'm not.
But I'm skin. It's all...
I'm financially insecure and skin.
We're suffering from random entries.
And in a really bad business partnership.
Oi, there's only for that. Oi, there's only for that.
Not with you.
Oh, fair enough.
My other business partnership.
We've got two words of the week this week.
Okay.
We've got two. Shall I do them now?
You do them now.
I'll do them now,
do
shall
them
I?
Now.
So that we know where...
Now!
Oh, or can I remember where they are?
Oh, yes, Christ.
Oh, no. No, that's all right, yeah. Here you go. So, first one up. This is from. This is one that came through a fortnight ago from Hugh. Thank you very much, Hugh. Okay. He said, with his email titled Word of the Week, and if you do have a Word of the Week, why not send an email to poorlyb@punkyradio.com, title your email, Word of the Week. Scamooshed. Yep, Scamooshed. Pronounced Scamooshed. I know, worked it out.
Scamooshed.
It means I'm not sure what it means. I think it's like being really knackered, or it could mean to be pissed, or it could mean that you just got your ass totally kicked, or all of them at once. So you could be knackered, pissed and ass kicked. You could be Scamooshed. I've added that bit. All of them all at once, or even one at a time. I don't really know. I feel like shite today and can't be arsed with being overly imaginative, but I think it's quite a good word. So there, tell me what you think. Hugh, or as I'm calling him, Scahooshed. So thank you.
Right,
Scamooshed
okay.
is in, I think.
Scamooshed.
We did also get this one, though. This one goes, I got a word. This is from Ethan. Says, I got a word that I first heard when I lived in Louisiana. And now I just heard in Texas what he was doing in a DIY store. I don't know. Both are in the US of A. It is swamp cow. I know it's shit, but it's the best I've got. It means a woman that has huge breasts, but is so ugly that it will turn you gay. It's from Ethan. And then there's a little bit after this that goes, ah, I'm being surrounded by Kinserbs playing James Blunt. Good thing I have a knife with me. Hee hee. I will email you after I get out of jail. So what do you reckon? Scamooshed or swamp cow?
It's Scamooshed, surely.
Yeah, but do you not like swamp cow as well, though? Because the thing is that we had a little phrase when I was at college that was swamp donkey.
Yeah.
And, like, there's another swamp thing as well, isn't there?
There's a film called Swamp Thing.
True, yeah. But there's another swamp something. There's swamp cow, swamp donkey, and swamp monster. No, we had swamp monster. Swamp donkey's
right,
more
swamp
recent.
Swamp donkey, I've heard.
Yeah, because my mate used to use an imaginary fishing net, and he used to net swamp monsters and keep them in a keep net for later.
All right.
And go back to them. That was his plan. That was his scattergun approach to...
Scattergun!
Wednesday nights in the Irish. The band you just listened to was The Needles, by the way. This week, we've got music genuinely from all over the world, which is quite
random.
Nice. It is quite random, yeah. I wonder if it will leave us Scamooshed.
Quite possibly.
First up is Mad X-Ray. Now, Tone.
Yes, mate.
Mad X-Ray, this was kind of your decision, wasn't it?
Sort of. It's a last minute one, wasn't it?
Well, we were going to play another Lord Bishop Rock song, but we've been through nearly everything that rocks on his album, which is 95% of it.
Yeah.
And he has got another album that he wouldn't let us have.
Unless we brought it.
Which has got a great song on it called Great Ass.
Great. Oh.
Which we really want to play.
Yes.
So we are going to try and get that at some point. But he's got he's got 6 dates left on his tour of the UK and Ireland.
Right.
And I have actually got them with me. So the next one is on March the 1st. It's Rosin Duff in Galway. Galway. And then on the 2nd, he's at Emigrant in Athy. I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And then March the 3rd, the Pillar House in Glasloch. I had a chicken. March the 4th, Dibara, Clona Kilty. And then he's back to England for Monday, March the 5th, next Monday, when he's going to be playing Trillions in Newcastle. And we are thinking about going, aren't we?
I can't.
Oh, no, you can't. You'll be somewhere else.
I'm somewhere else.
You'll be somewhere. I am thinking about being at that show. I am going to try and get there. And then his last show on this leg of his constant touring is at the Purple Turtle in London, which is in Camden, which is a fantastic venue. So if you can get along to one of those shows, do. Lord Bishop Rocks is great. But the reason we're playing Mad X-Ray is...
their drummer, a German girl, and we know we like German girls in Punky.
She well, is 50% another... of us is really keen.
She's in another band called Mad X-Ray.
Yes,
and
that's
and
right.
And at the gig in Wakefield, she came up to us afterwards very politely and says, "Here, it's, can you play our CD?
Have this Mad X-Ray CD." To which I said,
"Yes,
I've already got that."
Yeah,
because we got it on his last tour off his other drummer.
Oh, that was right.
They all
that
seem to. Do you know what? I think there's a bit of an Ellis situation going on in Germany.
Right. I think everyone's in every other band.
Yeah, I think it's like Australian actors. I think there's about six of them.
It's the other way around, yeah.
And they're just in every single band.
One person in every band, is everyone's in Lord Bishop Rocks.
Yeah, at some point. Well, certainly by the sounds of things, Lord Bishop Rocks has been in everyone.
Yeah, I think so.
So it is Dirty Sex Rock.
But yeah, so I forgot about this CD until last night when we needed a track playing and I found it.
You found it?
In Tony Towers.
Tony Towers. We had some feedback about that, by the way.
I had some feedback as well.
Now, this is from an album that came out a couple of years ago called Fire Action.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what I want to know is, Tony, what is Mad X-Ray's email address?
info@madxray.com.
Yeah, but I don't mean their email address, do I?
Why did you say it then?
I don't know.
Because you were fucktard.
Easy. It's because this is a random entry special. I doubt that is their email address anyway, because it'll be .de, almost certainly.
Right, of course, So that's stupid of me.
Minus 1 point straight away.
Oh, okay.
What is their website?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that a penalty point you just got me then?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Well, for being smart, you started it, Tony. Nobody likes a loudmouth.
Why do people listen to you then?
I didn't say anybody liked me.
Oh, fair enough. madxray.de.
No, it's mad-x-ray.de. It's Tony minus...
Come on!
It's Tony minus two, the internet nil. We're going to do it this way this week.
Harsh, but fair.
Right, this is track six. This is called...
Such a bad news.
This is the beautifully, poetically titled HC... Oh, is it H or H? C. What would you say, Tony?
I'd say H.
You'd say H.
Because I'm English.
Would you say HC70 or HC70?
I'd say HC70.
I wonder if anyone will have anything to say about this later on in the show.
I wonder.
This is H or HC70. So that's HC70 by Mad X-Ray there.
Yeah, HC. I've no idea what that actually means.
Hardcore.
Hardcore.
Yeah. Hot cock. Hot cock 70.
Yes, guys.
Oh. Hot cock 70. Oh, yeah, as it stands for hot cock.
Okay.
I believe it stands for hot cock.
Fair enough. Why was that first thing in your head?
Hey?
You do worry me.
No, because that's what I'm after. Hot cock. Have you got my bed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So just checking. Just checking. Because I don't want to let down the mighty Dead 60s.
Oh, okay. That's fair enough.
Oh, no. I love the Dead 60s. I do. I mean, I like Mad X-Ray, but I love the Dead 60s.
Yeah.
Love them. And thank you so much to them, et cetera, et cetera. Right, MySpace latest comments then, Tone. And you're going to like these.
Am I?
Well, you're going to like the first three.
I don't like MySpace, but hey, I like the comments.
You're definitely going to like the first three. If you would like to leave us a comment, myspace.com/punkyradio, make sure you add us as a friend, then you can leave a comment. It's absolutely the best way to get things read out. If it's funny, it will be on, won't it? We don't miss any of the good ones out.
No.
Sometimes it's hard to get an email on, sometimes it's hard to get a MySpace message on, but MySpace latest comments, you never let us down. Here goes, first one's from Silky.
All right.
Our mate Silky, stand-up comic Silky. Tunky. Made my giblets hot to the touch.
Thank you very much.
Punky does too. Knock, knock, Edwards, give me back my lighter. Watch out for weird racist Nigerian women let in late night.
Nice.
As discussed last week. Yeah. Yeah, Silky, I am now very aware of them. I like to call it racial awareness.
Nice.
In fact. This one you're going to like as well. This is from Twilight.
Okay.
It says, in regards to the 12th of the second show, with all this talk of anal sex, all I can think of is always fisting.
Always fisting.
And you'll notice that I changed the finger movements to a fist movement there.
Yeah.
Always fisting. I'll tell you what, Twilight.
That's a bit worrying.
If we spent a weekend with Twilight, I think we'd be always fisting. Actually, I think she would be. That would be the frightening thing.
Yeah.
And she's from a podcast called Twilight and Thieves. Check them out. Nice podcast.
Cool. Were we talking about fisting?
Who talking
See,
about fisting?
See, were we talking about fisting in that show?
In what show?
In 12 for the 12.
Tony, my short-term memory is shot to pieces.
So am mine.
I can't remember what I said a minute ago.
No.
And I've lost 1/8 of my eyelashes. You know,
that is true.
Life for me at the moment is not easy.
No.
Now, this is a very interesting one we've had here.
Is
Early
it?
Morning hello from Norway.
Hello.
I have been a very long time listener, but felt I had to clear up two music related things about my country in the north, open brackets, home of the mighty berserkers, close brackets. All right, Beowulf, keep your hair on.
Calm down.
First of all, you have played Silver twice on your show. They are from Norway, not Finland. Do you know, I can't remember. I'm sure one of the times I said they were from Norway. Doesn't matter. Yes, you are right. They are from Norway, not Finland. I am sorry about that. I would hate to get my scans confused with my would-be lapse. Now, second of all, your friend Fucktoy is not loving haggis as in the Scottish dish.
What would we say, friend?
She is supporting the... she's more of a fucktoy. She is supporting the band Haggis, who also happen to be from Norway. There you go, uniting fans and bands across the land. P.S. I was in the gym when you played Tony Towers, and I grinned so much people gave me funny looks. Always looking.
Always looking.
Yeah, I can strongly recommend Eirik or Eric of Norway. He is Norwegian, is he, or is he Finnish?
I don't know.
They're
Swedish.
Up there somewhere.
Why not?
All right, Beowulf. Right, I strongly recommend that you don't grin in gyms.
No.
Gym grinning is not to be encouraged.
No.
It's the quickest way to get your head staved in.
But yeah.
You will end up scamooshed.
I'm glad you like Tony Towers. It's on my MySpace page now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
And what's that, Tony?
MySpace.com/Tony Hearn. H-E-A-R-N.
Feck me!
No.
I had my car done over on Monday morning at 4 a.m. Cunts got me out of bed with the alarm, waking up the whole bloody estate. Anyway, I had the last fucking laugh. I believe the twats must have done a bank heist before they came to do my car, as in their panic, they stupidly left me 4 kilograms of diamonds on the driver's seat and all over the fucking carpets and driveway. That's wakey for you, Keat. I don't believe him.
I don't.
He's a bullshitter.
Yeah. Might left some diamond white if it was local chav.
Yeah.
That's a whole different thing.
He's a bullshitter and he's a Wakefield twat. Unlike our good friends, Fatboy and Patelvis, who are quality.
Yes.
Yeah. Keith can go fuck himself.
Nice.
Happy belated birthday, Tony.
Thank you.
I fucking hate MySpace.
Yay, fuck MySpace!
But I love Punky Radio, and that's from Kimberly.
Aww.
Thank you, Kimberly, for that.
Aww, thank you.
Fan-fucking-tastic show this week. Hey, you wanted me podcasting, Paul? Well, we have. That's bad grammar. On the 19th, the first episode of the new series was out. Your wish is done. Now I bow and take my leave. And that's from Elliot from the James Ackley podcast. The James Ackley podcast is doing really well.
Yes.
And it's all thanks to us.
Obviously.
Well, it's largely thanks to our large number of teenage listeners that we said, why not listen to the James Ackley podcast? What with James Ackley and Elliot and them being teenagers, miraculously, they all prefer them to us. I can't think why.
I can't. That's not very nice,
so,
is it?
So, anyway, that is our MySpace latest comments. More about MySpace later on in the show. But now it's time for Podcast Alley comments. And, Tony, this isn't necessarily a big week for Podcast Alley because it's not new voting till Thursday.
Right.
But you can explain. I'm sorry.
Okay, Podcast Alley. We're number one.
Oh, right. From,
hang on a minute. We're number one.
We're number one.
We're number one.
Punky's number numero uno. From the ground up, Tony.
Oh, from the ground up?
Yeah, from the ground
up. Well, if you haven't voted so far this month, please do.
Yeah, still
punkyradio.com, top of the screen, there's an important please vote for us link. Click on that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment. If you so wish, we read out the best comments. We really want you to vote. And as Paul says, Thursday or Friday is a new month. Thursday,
yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. We'll massively go for it next week, but please, just keep voting. Always voting.
Always voting.
Leave the others scamooshed and the swamp cows.
And don't forget, it's only one vote per IP address, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Some people get that, you know, confused. Yeah. Man fat. Add this to your Swiss Buranto. Man fat. Jism. Spunk. Sperm. Baby batter. Two-wheeled cannon porridge. Cock cream. That's from Keat.
No.
Okay.
It isn't in, because none of it's as good as the mighty pilchard custard. The definitive.
Paul B. Edwards.
Yeah. Copyright Paul B. Edwards.
Fat boy's a twat. He's going to get a dry bumming with added Tate and Lyle's cold and syrup and kids litter. Says Petelvis.
Oh. So,
is it just all the Wakefield massive?
Unwittingly.
This week.
We're sorting out the Wakefield massive. The Wakefield massive? Sure. The Wakefield massive.
Guys. I've got to stop saying dry bumming as well.
Yes, you have got to.
Because when he says, I'm going to get dry bummed, I'm not going to like it.
It's a wakey wakey expression.
Wakey wakey.
Wakey, wakey, wakey.
Frontwards, backwards. Gooper fucking gooper, you cock-knocking crotch goblins. Punk is great. Punky rules. If it weren't for Punky, I'd be a sex-starved middle-aged accountant with a gun in my mouth. Keep it up. For the love of God. A poog. Gniff cuff, a poog.
Gniff cuff.
Gniff cuff.
Gniff cuff.
Put that in his face, Buranto.
I think that's great. That's an acceptable way of saying fucking.
Gniff cuff.
Gniff cuff.
Sounds like a gun.
You great big tunook. Gniff cuff. Who's that from, sorry?
That's from Cybercrime.
Thank you, Cybercrime.
I don't know who that is, actually.
It's Cybercrime, Tony.
Alright. Just okay.
Yeah.
It's just Cybercrime.
And it's not actually a person, it's an idea. In the future.
I'm waiting for the next comment from Large Scale Fraud to kick in.
Are
that'd
you
be
really?
Nice, yeah. I'm a big gold gay boy, and my
are
name
you?
Is Simon.
Oh,
I live in Eton.
Sorry.
Please come to find me. We can do a homo pub quiz, and you can bum me if you like. Have you got something to do with this?
I'm so sorry.
Have you got something to do with this?
Tone, I'm so sorry. That deserves to be read out again. Hang on. Right, go for it.
I'm a big gold gay boy, and my name
no,
is Simon.
No, I'm a big old, isn't it?
No, it says bold.
Oh, I'm a big bald.
Bold.
Yeah.
If you say bold, I say bold.
Well,
let's
bold
call
is,
the whole thing off.
Bold is B-O-L-D. Bold. And bald is
it's
B-A-L-D.
It's the local
bald.
Thing. Because I've got a bit of an accent. Thanks for pointing it out. I'm feeling a bit bad about it, really.
I'd better read this out.
Fuck off.
Let me read this one out. Please. Just because I want to get this properly. Right. I'm a big, bald, gay boy, and my name is Simon. I live in Eton. Please come to find me. We can do a homo pub quiz, and then you can bum me if you like. And that's submitted by Mr. Simon Houlihan of Eton.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what made him want to say that.
What are you doing that?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
How odd of him.
How odd.
More of him later on in the show when
oh,
it will
really?
Be proved that he is, in fact, a big, bald gay boy.
Cool. Maybe we should set him up with some dry bumming from the Wakefield Massive.
I reckon he'd be the only person in the UK that would appreciate it.
There, you got your vote. Now quit hassling me, you pair of rabid trouser weasels.
Oh.
And next time you're in Canardina, I expect an update in advance, or else you'll feel the wrath of my mighty berserker!
My mighty berserker!
Well, Paul will. Tony might like it too much. That's some Naira 8s. Naira? Naira 8s. Naira?
Oh, what about N-I... How's it spelled?
N-R Yates.
N-R Yates, maybe?
Or New Yates?
N-R Yates.
I got N-R Yates.
N-R Yates.
Yeah. Go to school with someone called N. Yates.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's a brilliant story.
She wouldn't shag me either.
Wouldn't she?
You are where? They were here, and now they're gone. Good to see Punky at number one. A victory for the forces of crime and chaos.
Yes.
Podcast Alley must have banished those cheating bastards. Let's be noble in victory, comrades, and exercise mercy. Nah, fuck that. Let's kick them while they're down. While we're at it, let's kick those crybaby Kimblerds too.
Kimblerd.
Always looking.
Always looking.
Lord Raylock.
Lord Raylock.
P.S. I got remanded. Go to court again next month.
I think he might be single-handedly responsible for You Are Here removing themselves
possibly
from Podcast Alley.
But yeah, so we'll talk about that. I want to come and we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it.
I love this podcast. I could listen to Paul and Tony's sexy accents all day long.
So could I.
Great music and commentary. Keep up the good work, boys. Artsy Girl.
Who's Artsy Girl?
I don't know. That's a new one. Unless that's one of...
I don't know.
The sexy accents one gives it away, I think.
Artsy Girl's a new one. Artsy Girl's a new one. La la la
blast.
Hey! La 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 la.
Groom! Maybe we'll have a blast with her.
Maybe we will have a blast with her. Who knows?
But are we talking about this cheating thing? Or are we going to talk about it later?
We'll talk about it later on, shall we? Shall we get on with the next song?
All right, then.
Beautifully Red, by the way. Beautifully Red.
Oh, thank you very much. Even though I've got a bit missing from my mouth.
Oh, really? What is it? My knob?
Yeah, that's right.
So, next band up, Lowstar. I appreciate Lowstar because they got in touch with us. They emailed me.
You appreciate Lowstar?
I appreciate Lowstar, yeah. They emailed me and said, would you listen to our songs? And I said, no. I said, no. We only listen to CDs that are sent to us. Why not listen to the show? And because often we get inquiries from bands that have never listened to the show.
Yeah.
But I like to give them the benefit of the doubt rather than just telling them fuck off.
Yeah.
So I said, why not listen to the show? And if you think that you have got a track suitable for it, then send us that. They listened to the show and they sent us this EP, Alphabet Blues, with a little note on it saying, hi, Paul, we think track 2 is suitable. Good listeners in Punky Land, we're going to let you be the judges of that.
Okay.
But before that, tell me.
On the random special.
What is Lowstar's website?
Lowstar.co.uk.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
It's Tony minus
I'm
one.
I'm up to zero. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not.
No, it's Tony minus one, the internet and me, nil. Always finding new ways.
It's a conspiracy.
Is it
a conspiracy?
Tony,
one?
It's close. It's only minus one, nil. It's only minus one, nil.
It's
right.
My college days all over again.
So, yeah, as with all the bands this week, they will be on our MySpace top friends this week. This is Lowstar, and this is from... Did I say what it's from? It's from an EP called Alphabet Blues, and this is track 2. This is Drone. Lowstar, Drone.
That sounded very professional.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah.
What I might have said was Lowstar.
Lowstar.
Tony's voice.
Wankers.
Thanks for nothing. Hey, do you know what though, Tone? Right, what? That is, make sure, they'll be on our MySpace. All the bands this week should be on our MySpace. And the ones that do the beds as well. For example, the Cemetery Surfers, who've been very busy of late.
Have they?
Yeah, they've been very busy of late.
They've been sending me videos.
Well, they've been busy sending you videos, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have not watched them.
You have not watched them?
I quite frankly didn't.
You have not watched them?
No, I have not watched them.
What, do you mean because
I am quite frightened of them.
Because
they scare me.
I like that probably. You've been practicing on your comedy.
You've been working on that. Perhaps I'm not sleeping.
Hell yeah.
Fucking hell.
Always insomniacking.
Always getting pissed off just for the podcast.
I'm scummooshed.
Bastard!
All right, let him go.
I know.
Just let him go.
Get out my head. Stop talking to me.
Tony, I know what'll cheer you up.
Different voices. Yes.
Have you got a twat?
Yes, I do. Would you like it?
Yes, please. I'd really like your twat. Right. I've been missing your twat.
Oh, God, it's all seedy. Oh. If you have a twat to nominate, please email me.
You look so angry when you said that.
Tony.
If you have a twat to nominate,
listen to me! People of the world.
Spice up your life!
If you have a twat to nominate, please spice email me. Life. Tony at punkyradio.com. With the twat's name. Where they're from.
Sugar Jitty Lift.
And the reason for the nomination.
Sugar Jitty Lift.
You singing Spice Girls?
Sugar Jitty Lift.
Why?
I used to fancy the fat ginger one.
Am I fat and ginger?
No, well, kind of.
Not fucking ginger.
You've been snacking rather a lot.
Jesus, God, I have, haven't I? Yeah, but as not discussed, I'm on a diet.
Women in the world, cover up your girls.
I don't know how it goes. Why are you singing Spice Girls?
I actually like that one.
Why are you singing Spice Girls?
One. Great video.
Why in are you spaceship? Singing Spice Girls?
Because you said people of the world, they went spice up your life.
You fucking weirdo. And that's coming from me. Freak out.
Shoot to the left.
No, different song, all right.
Oh, Freak Out, that's good, yeah. I can ruin it.
No,
freak
no.
out!
It's all right.
I used to do that when I was I showed a friend of mine how to drive, right. but it was one of their first ever driving lessons, and they knew nothing about it, and it was quite an old car, and when they started up, they stalled it. So right. I said, "Look, come on, switch the engine off, calm down, think about it, mirror signal manoeuvre, do the things in the right order, seatbelts on, we're all ready to go, and just so that you remember, when you're starting a car." And it's been cold. This is in the old days. Mm. And I just went, choke out. And they did, started first time. Oh, yeah. And then after that, we got Lust in Munich.
Okay. This week's twat. I am getting a bit of a dry twat shortage again.
Is your twat drying up?
It's drying up again, yeah.
Oh, God.
So, if you have a twat, please do email me.
Moisten Tony.
Tony. punkyradio.com. Title of your email is a twat. IZZATWAT.
Moisten Tony's downstairs.
And moisten me, people of the world.
Talk dirty to him. Spice up your life.
Talk dirty if you want. But as people learn, you don't argue with me on email. I just stop talking to them.
Yes.
And if they insult me, I stop talking to them.
Yes.
Just a bit of a hint there.
I think you've learned that, haven't you?
People do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I talk to loads of people on email if they're nice to me.
We've completely forgotten how to talk over the last minute.
I know. Sorry about that. It's because you keep talking about... You threw me off with the Spice Girls thing. Okay, thank you. Right, this week's twat is from Tommy. And here it goes. Paul's not happy now. Do you want to tickle your belly? You sure?
I'm fucking positive.
It was November 2005, and I got asked
out. The first time it happened.
I got asked out by a fat girl who was 2 years older
than me.
I'm sorry,
start again. I'll be quiet.
It was November 2005, and I got asked out by a fat girl who was 2 years older than me. I fancied her mate, so I said yeah, hoping I'd get to hang with her mate. But for some reason, I started liking the fat bitch. Big mistake. I was mates with her brother, who's now a total cunt.
I don't like how this is going already.
No. This is a weird one. I was going out with her, and she'd get really, really angry at me all the time. We'd walk to school as a group, and she'd stand behind me, complaining that I didn't talk to her. She was and is a crap drummer in her band. We've been going out for half a year and was getting people taking the piss out of me like mental because she was fat and 2 years older.
I don't like all this fat stuff.
No, see, I think this is going to be turned around.
Oh, right.
Because I'm with you on this.
Yeah.
I was pretty pissed off, but tried not to care what people said. During this hot time, I fancied the guitarist in my band. She's hot. The fat bitch would make me listen to crap like My Chemical Romance, James Blunt, and other shit.
Gimblad!
Conserve. Then the bitch was in one of her moods and dumped me. So I was so fucked off.
Serves you right.
Because I was about to dump the bitch myself. People tried to make me feel better, but that didn't really help. Then a month later, she started saying how she was sorry and wanted to go back out with me. Time for revenge, I thought. So I went back out with her. Then she was really pissed when I started spending lots of time with a guitarist in my band. So I dumped her through text, because that's what she says is the worst way to get dumped. She wasn't happy and hasn't spoken to me since.
I think by post now, it is quite bad.
By post?
Post it.
Post it?
Yeah.
I think by leaving a message with her mum is actually quite bad.
I think by fucking her mum is worse.
Well, yeah, it's true. And that's basically it. That's from Tommy. Now, I think I'm going to turn that one around. Because I'm kind of on her side about that.
I am a bit.
And stuff
I think
like that.
He was very lucky to be going out with someone 2 years older than him who somebody, could have given him the benefit of their experience, as it goes.
I think if, it's alright, a couple years older than you, you know. I don't like it.
No.
Because I can't see what he's getting at here.
No, I can't really.
He went out with her, didn't like her because he fancied her mate, but went out with her anyway, and expects her to be the twat. So that, no.
Yeah.
So, no. So,
I think we might have to reject this one.
I'm going
to
turn it around.
You're going to turn it around, aren't you, Tone?
You ready?
Yeah, hang on.
Tommy from Ipswich is a twat!
Let that be a lesson to you, Tom.
There you go. Well, thanks for emailing it in.
We're fair but firm.
Obviously.
We're fair but firm. Now, this is quite a convenient time to switch the music off for a second, because I have another file to play you.
Okay.
Which you may or may not like. And this file has come through from the, guess who? The mighty Bobu, that's right.
Oh, it's been a while since I've heard from him.
It's Poetry Corner time.
Hey!
And we've got two this week. We've got one that I'll be reading out shortly, and this first one that came through from, I say the mighty Bobu, the increasingly insignificant Bobu. But he did go to the trouble to do this. He actually recorded a voice message for us, basically. So,
okay.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play it. Now, it's nearly 2 minutes long, and he is whispering, but he does explain why he's whispering and the poem. So here goes. If you have a poem for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. Here goes with the first one. This is the insignificant Bobu.
Hello there, Wangstains. It's 3:21 in the morning, Tuesday the 20th of February, day after your last podcast. Love the show, especially as it displayed how I am truly essential to the Poetry Corner feature. Sorry, much whiskey is being consumed, so this might not make much sense. Many apologies for my last absence. Due to manic depression and work, I'm actually being paid for. There is a first for everything. You guys slid down my list of priorities a bit. Sorry. Last cast was excellent, though I did mean to complain about the fucking horse and their awful accent you did, Paul. I'm not Scouse, as you may be able to tell. But I'm not posh, as Tony claimed, the little git. Very belated birthday to him, by the way. I kind of forgot, what with all madness and everything. Any Bob. Have a poem this week, you sock puppet fuckers. This one's called Manic Depression. Manic depression isn't much fun, whether diagnosed, suspected, or on the run. It makes you go mad at random intervals. When you may have been rad, you turn fucked. That's how you read a poem, Polly B, you fucking comedian. Sorry, guys. Rock on. Fuck a diddly fuck fuck a doodle doo as a fuck. I'm a bit pissed. You guys rock. I think I may have said that, but rereading is for losers. Rock on.
So anyway,
he is posh though.
I couldn't make out a word of that. All that I could hear there was, hey, hey, hey,
calm down, calm down, calm down. Hey, hey, calm down. Rob your house, calm down.
I've got a Porsche. More.
More. Daddy sends hugs. Thank you very much to slightly insignificant Bobu for staying up until 25 to 4 in the morning, drinking and whispering a hardly audible poem to us from the safety of his own bedroom with his mum and dad standing outside the door.
Yeah. Nice.
They were undoubtedly standing outside the door just because they thought at some point they'd hear the following noise.
Oh, Tony. Hey, Tony. Hey, 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 Tony.
So, we did get this other one through.
Oh, that pain's back.
All right, here goes. This one came through via email in the proper manner. Here goes. Tony's 30 and he'll do what he can because he's now an old man. He'll never again flirt, he'll forget the skirt and just do with dating his hand. Happy birthday from your oldest fan without the expectation of dying within the next few weeks. Cheers, George from the Eclectic Mix podcast.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you very much, George. And do listen to Eclectic Mix, it's really good.
Yep.
It couldn't be a lot more different than this show.
No.
But it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of totalitarian. It's like...
Is it?
Yeah, it's like Nazism and communism, yeah, both diametrically opposed, but both ended up doing pretty much the same thing.
That's a long words.
I know, I know.
Jesus Christ.
I know him, I've been practicing.
I must learn now, I'm 30.
And Punky Radio and Eclectic Mix, although diametrically opposed, achieve very much the same thing. Musical nirvana.
Nice.
Yeah, so thank you very much, George, for that. Right, that was this week's Poetry Corner.
Good, thank you very much. I like being 30.
You're now enjoying it, are you?
Yes. I've been enjoying it since about 12 o'clock on my birthday.
It's a good decade.
It's a good decade.
Good decade. I am 7/10 of the way through it, and it's a good one.
I've only just started it, but it's looking up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get to see all kind of new places.
Oh, really?
And stuff. Yeah.
Have you been bordering... That's easy for me to say. Have you
bordering, been, yes, that's right. I've been bordering places.
Have you been broadening the circle of your friends again?
Yes. Always.
Always. Always fisting. All right, Intone. So, it's time for the next track. And we're back on track with this one.
We're back on track with the track?
Yeah, I don't think it can be argued that Bulletproof are perfectly suitable for Punky. They sent us this CD through with a fantastic letter with it, with... CD is promised, Bulletproof.
Nice.
Yeah,
is
nice
it
and simple. Well, you'll find out shortly. This is from an album eponymously titled Bulletproof.
Nice.
That came out, again, a couple of years ago, but we've only received recently. The track we're going to play is, now I can't decide whether it's Bloodstained Money or Bloodstained, the official title. I'm leaving it. It's track 10, anyway, of this 12-track CD. And what I want to know is, Tony, what is their website?
What are they called again? Bulletproof.
Bulletproof, yeah.
Bulletproof.co.uk.
Bulletproofonline.co.uk. God. I'm having the point for that. So it's Tony minus one.
Minus one, yeah, yeah.
Paulie B and the internet, one. This is getting a bit like the Ryder Cup.
It's a bit ridiculous if you ask me. Yeah, exactly like the Ryder Cup.
This is Bulletproof. Oh, this has got quite a long start on it, hasn't it? So why not do it halfway up and we'll talk for a second like proper DJs. How about that, eh?
All right.
Yeah.
We are proper DJs, didn't you know that?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were.
Well, we were in the union and everything. we were in the union. No.
I'm a union man. Actually, quite a good one for this. Anyway, this is Bulletproof. We'll be right back.
problem with your bloodstained money? We've got a problem with your bloodstained money. Who's got a problem with your bloodstained money? We've got a problem with your bloodstained money. Well, listen to what they say. Have a coffee, have a nice day. A milking bullshit dream. Look at suckers, have you seen? Never actually want to introduce KGB in the White House pie. Have a coffee, have a nice day. American hero to the fight. Another white kid sailing smack in the gutter. There are no exits for your bloodstained money in the real world. Another white kid sailing smack in the gutter. There are no exits for your bloodstained money in the real world.
What happened then?
I just had to just do a lot of knob changing.
Did you really?
Who were misses.
I could do with a new one.
Yeah, yeah.
Mine could do it to be
spice
a bit bigger.
Up your life. And all that. Two become one.
See, at least...
Gay beer.
At least I sing the ones that rock out.
Rock out?
Spice Up Your Life rocks out.
Really?
You name me one Spice Girl song that rocks out more than Spice Up Your Life.
Wannabe.
Bollocks.
Bollocks to you too.
What's hip-hop. Hop.
What's on after that?
What do you mean, what was
the one
after
that? Set in the
that?
Desert, we'll have the short shorts on.
Oh, I don't
can't
know.
Remember.
I don't know.
I can't remember.
I don't know. That was Bulletproof. It's sellout time.
Is it?
Which is why Bloodstained Money was a nice track to lead into.
Nice.
Yeah. Now then, Tony.
Yes,
mate. I've been looking at GoDaddy.com again.
Have you?
Yeah, and I actually did some research into other websites as well that offer the same sort of thing.
Competitors?
Competitors, I believe, is the correct term. And I have to say, they're just about the best value. I can't find anything better value than that, mate.
No?
I've had a look. No. For all your internet needs, they do email plans, traffic blazers, various hosting plans. You can set up shopping carts. You can get SSL certificates. And what are they?
Sells.
Of course. And I think the best deal still is registering domain names with them.
Right.
Particularly if you're in the UK because...
of the great exchange rate.
There is a great exchange rate. Baby.
Baby. You've been listening to that blue song again, haven't you?
I have.
Stop it.
I have. It's good. It got played on Daily Source Code, of course.
Oh, it did, didn't it?
The mighty Adam Curry with his million listeners. I wonder what that's done for our stats. Probably fuck all. But yeah, and if you type in Punky One when you make your order to GoDaddy, what happens, Tony?
You get a 10% discount.
You get a 10% discount. So
Punky One.
It's in your interest, it's in our interest, it's in the world's interest for you to register your domain names with GoDaddy.com.
There you go.
Right then.
Okay.
You want to talk about T-shirts?
Whilst we're selling out, always selling out people, please buy a T-shirt from us. If you go to PunkyRadio...
I didn't say beg.
.com, please. Please. I'm in a really bad mood. Please cheer me up.
Cheer up, Tony, while buying a T-shirt.
We should have a T-shirt that says, cheer up, Tony. Punky says cheer up to
yeah, me. We should.
No, maybe not. Go to punkyradio.com.
Fuck up, Tony.
And hit the store link. You'll be whisked away by the magic of the internet to our Cafe Press website, which is cafepress.com/punkyradio. We have about 20 T-shirts on there. I think there's 5 designs and 4 different types.
And we've got thongs.
And there were 2 thongs on there. So the thongs are selling, but we still haven't reached the conclusion.
We haven't
of our
sold
little
enough
argument
thongs
about
yet to make a decision.
So, because there were 2 thongs on there. One I think is going to sell more. The one Paul thinks is going to sell more.
Yeah.
So, but we're not going to tell you which one's which because that'll sway it. That'll sway it. Right?
Well,
sway
it's
it.
A draw at the moment. That's the problem. Oh, it's draws. See what I've done there?
Yeah.
The thong score is draws. What are the scores on the draws? What are the scores on the draws?
But yeah, please buy them.
Yeah, and they're good. They're good. We have it on good authority. They're good quality.
Yeah.
And you've seen people wearing them.
Yeah.
And so have I.
Yeah.
And they like them. They wear them with pride.
Obviously.
They're like, this kind of, what we were going for was a kind of Frankie Says deal on them.
Yeah.
We haven't really done quite as well as Frankie Goes to Hollywood with their ones
not
yet.
Not really, no.
I think it might because we're 20 years too late.
Maybe. Always too late.
Yeah, except that Frankie never said always looking or goopa goopa
or goopa goopa
or Paulie B and Manly Tony want to get their hands on these.
That's right.
We haven't sold enough of those ones.
No.
In fact, girls of America, when we do our trip, you're going to get significantly closer to getting what you want out of the pair of us if you're wearing one of those, let me tell you.
But right. Also,
oh, sorry.
We can add things to that store, like mugs and mouse mats and all that kind of stuff. And if you want anything like that, adding email me, tony@punkyradio.com.
And we will personalise your order.
And we'll personalise your order and put it up there for you.
Yeah, we'll personalise your order and we'll put it up there for you at no extra cost.
No extra cost.
I'll put it up there for you.
That's a sellout bit done then.
All you've got to do is ask.
I feel all greasy.
Excellent. What better time than to play the Bazookas and a song called Naughty Boy, then? They might as well be called the Berserkers.
Seamless. If only.
It just works out that way, Tone. You know this show's not planned. So, it's fairly obvious. So
This
has been very, very nice. The Bazookas press release is nothing short of a wonderful piece of work, and I've just lost it. Well, I've just lost it.
Do you want to do it afterwards, then?
No, I want to do it now.
Okay.
Look. Oh, I'll do it afterwards, yeah.
Doing it afterwards, then.
This is Naughty Boy. The Bazookas and Naughty Boy here on Punky Radio. So, like Pop DJ again there. And I really like that.
Yeah.
I think that proper rocks, that does.
Proper rocks.
It proper rocks. And what I want to know is, Tone, that is from an EP called Naughty Boy. And what is their website address?
Thebazookas.com?
It is!
Is it?
It's Tony Neil, Paulie B and the Internet One. Hey, it's closed this week.
I'm back up to Neil.
This is Mustang
fucking
Lightning.
Let's start again.
Last bit of Zombie Ghost Train. Sorry about that. Now, as I say, the Bazookas have got this fantastic press release. It's come out. It's really, really nice. They've got quotes from all manner of very, very good radio stations that we're not going to mention. But I just want to do... They've done a Marty McFly and Doc thing. Right? I'm not going to attempt either accent properly. Wow, Doc, these guys sound far out.
Oh, yes, Marty. It took a lot of work to ensure they met.
Heavy, Doc. What does the future have in store?
Marty, I've travelled to 2027... These guys become huge! Marty!
Oh, and then, by 2027, the Bazookas have 100 million album sales under their belt and seal their status as the biggest band on the planet as they are inducted into the MTV Hall of Fame, 2057. 2057 sees the band, now in their 70s, release a staggering 36th album, having spread their unique brand of rock to generations after generations of adoring fans. Sales go past the 1 billion mark. Trafalgar Square is renamed Bazookas Square.
Marty, it is imperative.
I can't do his voice anymore. The space-time continuum is preserved and the world is its best. I can't do it anymore. Otherwise, I can do it anyway. Otherwise, we may face certain doom. Heavy, Doc, leave it with me. I'll make sure they get the CD. And then, hello, hello, McFly! What are you waiting for? Or are you chicken? Yeah, anyway. My accents aren't up to much this week.
I thought we were Back to the Future then for a second.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was it really much better than I thought?
No.
Hey, do you know what, Tone?
What?
It's time for Judgmental.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed him.
Oh, I can smell that already.
Oh, dirty.
Here comes the cinnamon gum.
It really smells.
Now, what did I say last time? I'm going to have to put in two bits because I don't think I was judgmentally enough last time.
Yeah, put two bits in your mouth.
Now, if you have something for judgmental to judge, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, judgmental. Now, this one that I got through is a kind of a double-edged sword because it wasn't just titled judgmental.
Someone's emailed you a sword?
They've emailed me a sword.
Wow.
I emailed them back, my mighty berserker. Ha! No, I didn't. Now, this is under the title of judgmental/, can you send me a photograph of you in a thong? Like... Now, I did write back explaining why I couldn't send them a photograph.
Sent to many has taken a dangerous edge this week.
Of me in a thong, but there's a bit more of that in a second. But anyway, what Amanda Narnana wants to know is, and she's asked you about this as well, is the letter H pronounced H or H?
Mm.
I'll ask the question again. Is the letter H pronounced H or H? All right, Tony?
Yeah.
Is the letter H pronounced H or H?
It's pronounced H.
Well, let's see what judgmental has to say, shall we?
Okay.
So...
I don't know if I trust his judgment, but we'll go for it.
The thing is that the only way that I can become judgmental, my terrifying alter ego, is to eat cinnamon gum.
Yes.
So it's going in. And this is all... This really happens. People think we make this up.
No, this does really happen.
It really happens.
Trust me.
The Punky Bunker already stinks of cinnamon.
I hate the smell of cinnamon.
I'm just getting to go now. I'm chewing with my mouth open.
It smells like napalm.
Well, I have to talk to you while I'm doing it. Who do you think I am? Keith fucking Harris.
Jesus Christ.
It's getting a bit tingly now.
You don't rub yourself while you do it, though.
Stop it. Oh! Something's happening. Back of a truck of fire. So Amanda, no. You would like to know, is the letter H pronounced H or H? I think it's H, but you are the judge. You keep asking, the letter H is pronounced H. Make me talk of funny.
It's making you smell funny.
Not anymore.
Oh, dear.
Thanks, Judge. So, what did he say? Because I don't know what happens in those.
I don't know. I just kept seeing you swinging your trousers around and doing all sorts of things.
I can't help that.
This
is part of my alter ego, mate.
Right.
So, what did he decide?
I think your alter ego is a bit weird.
What did he decide?
He said it's H.
He said it's H, did he?
Yeah.
And how do you feel about that?
I feel he's about right on that, actually.
Do you?
That's what I think as well.
All right, then. We have some emails and messages kind of associated with that. Last week, you remember, I invited you to ask me to send you photographs of me in a thong. What I'm failing to really notice, not very clever listeners of Punky Radio, is that I'm never going to send you a fucking picture. I'm only having a laugh. Right, but it is funny when we get them through. Right, in the next section of the show, after next time, I'm going to tell you about another photograph that nearly circulated this week.
Yeah.
That is, no. was terrifying.
No.
And actually...
For the love of God!
And nearly, you'd have been screaming. You're going to scream Milky Pants when I describe it, right? As I was completely skimooshing. Anyway, here's some more emails and messages. You can, if you've got something a bit more involved to say, and you can't do it on MySpace or whatever, you can email paulieb@punkyradio.com. This one was titled, "Please Don't Send Me a Photo of You in a Thong." That's a much more sensible title. And then I said, "Oh, I'll send one, or I'll send you one of Keat in his backless leather chaps and that broke back mountain grin of his." That's from Fat Boy. So yeah, I think I got away with that one.
Okay.
And then Chantel. Now this is a little series of emails, in fact, which I did respond to her. Right, it's titled "Can I Have a Picture of You in a Thong, Please?" And just so you know, Paul, and in case you hadn't made the distinction, there is a huge difference between a male thong and a female thong. Will this picture be of you in a male thong or a female thong? Will this be a send-to-many incident, Chantel? I replied, "That's the trouble. It's a female thong, and I was only joking. It would be very indecent, poorly be." Get one back. "Oh, I got my hopes up and everything. Maybe I should go be a lesbian with Amanda Nardenarden." Laugh out loud. "Can I have a picture of your mighty berserker instead? You really are a wonderful gentleman, in a smack-tardian, knob-sucking, piss-mop way, of course." I sent her one back saying, "Thank you very much for saying so, but the implications of a 37-year-old man sending photographs of his genitalia to teenagers in foreign countries are way too serious. Poorly B. Get on back. Okay. Well, while we're conversing, a while back, you played a band..." She's let that go straight away. I'm quite pleased about. "A while back, you played a band from Montreal called Sub. I believe these guys did a song that I love a lot that a friend sent me, and I'm interested in getting hold of them to see if I can get the CD from which the song is from. Do you remember this band? And if so, do you know how I can get a hold of them? Please, Paul, I'll pick on Tony more, and I'll stop badgering you for pictures of genitalia and thongs, please." Yeah, Sub are part of the Union Label Group, Mike McGee's lot.
So we know exactly how to get in touch with them then.
Yeah, and so they're either on Stomp Records or Union Label Group. I think they're on unionlabelgroup.com, but I will try and get them on our Top Friends this week for a week.
Cool.
So you can find them, because Sub, they are a great band, and the most recent album we played of theirs literally goes punk, then ska song, then punk, then ska song, then punk, then ska song, right the way through it. We played a couple of tracks of it. Interestingly, both of which were ska songs.
And what does she mean, pick on Tony Moore?
Well, she obviously wants me to.
God.
You swamp cow.
That's terrible.
Oh, I haven't got the next song ready, Tone. What are we going to do now?
Don't know. Send to many.
All right.
We can
send to... It's just that the next one's Ukulele Ninja, Tony, so...
Oh, for Christ. Yeah. This
so
is
you're,
weird.
So you're going to have a chat about something while I do this.
Band list, why not? PunkyRadio.com. All the bands we play are on there.
No, they're not.
Apart from the past 2 months.
Yeah, which we haven't updated.
When our lives taken a swift dart into the ground.
Shall we try and update it tonight? Can we do that? Can we try and update it tonight?
1,000 horses. Sorry.
1,000 horses?
Yeah, sorry.
What have we done with 1,000 horses?
Our lives plummeted into the ground with the force of 1,000 horses.
Oh, okay.
Which I think accurately describes my past 2 months.
Good phrase.
Thank you
very
much.
Where did you get that
from? I just pulled it out of my arse.
Did you really?
I was quite pleased with myself. Yeah.
Our lives have plummeted to the ground with the force of 1,000 horses.
Yeah.
You, sir, are a fucking poet.
Thank you very much. But yeah, we played this last night and...
Yeah.
This was a bit bizarre.
Your mate Weird Corey was over.
My good friend Corey, my drummer in my many bands.
Barry Chuckle.
Loved the track one, but we didn't. Because it was a bit too weird.
Yeah.
So we opted for the second most weird track on the album.
Did we? I thought this was just super weird out. We're playing Chicken Feet, track 6.
Playing Chicken Feet. These guys have got some kind of unhealthy obsession with Chicken Feet.
Yeah.
I say it's unhealthy. It'd be unhealthy if it was Turkey Feet at the minute.
What? No, that's not them. Haven't I got a bit of paper from them? I have.
So they're called Ukulele Ninja. They have a ukulele and they sing songs about ninjas. So they pretty much do what they say on the tin.
And they're from... Somewhere, Ohio. They're from Somewhere, Ohio.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I thought I might have got their bit of paper, but I haven't.
Well, we can do it.
Knickers.
We'll do it afterwards. We'll back announce it or something.
All right. Let's back announce it then.
All right then.
This is Chicken Feet. Enjoy.
Oh, chicken feet are fun to eat. tasty little burgers right below their knees. You can fry them up or serve them raw. The cutest little devils that you ever saw. Swallow hard, they dance about. You only gotta worry about the way they come out. So when you're hungry for a treat, reach for a bucket of those chicken feet. Oh, and babies' feet are fun to eat. The tasty little burgers right below the meat. You can fry them up or serve them raw. The cutest little devils that you ever saw. You swallow hard, they dance about. You only gotta worry about the way they come out. So when you're hungry for a treat, reach for a bucket of those baby's feet. Oh yeah.
They are.
It's frankly quite scary and worrying.
It's hilarious. What a great CD, though. I mean, we haven't listened to it. It's completely bizarre, isn't it? There's six very different songs on it.
Yes. Different from and what we normally listen to ever.
They do have a MySpace page, Tony. Do you know what it is?
Is it myspace.com/ukulele ninja?
It is.
Brilliant.
It is.
Am I up to positive values yet?
I can't remember.
I think I was on zero before.
I think it's Tony 1, Paulie being the internet 1, with one song to go.
Ooh.
This is another cliffhanger.
God. Feel the tension.
We like Ukulele Ninja. They will be on our top friends. They might be on our top friends forever now, actually.
Why not? The boxes.
Say, as soon as you said, it's got Ninja in it, I love it. I went, it's got ukulele in it, I love it.
Yeah.
Ding 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 ding.
He does love ninjas, is that guy.
Yeah, and I am a bit inbred.
Yes.
I'm a tasty bit inbred. My friend had a chicken foot by accident once. She's vegetarian.
Oh, right.
And it's just about the worst thing you can give a vegetarian.
Pretty much.
And she went to a Chinese restaurant with a friend. Right. And a friend kind of said, oh, I'll try this. She went, all right. I don't know what she thought it was.
Was it deep fried or something?
Yeah, I don't think it came out with claws. I don't think with claws on it and still moving. I bought a chicken foot once. When
did
I
you?
Was 12, I bought...
a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, well, I bought what I thought was a fake chicken foot. Because right. I couldn't believe anyone would bring a chicken foot to school. And I bought it off him for £2, thinking it would be a great laugh. Mm. And over the day, it started to smell a bit, right? But it was like, you could pull the tendon on it. There was the tendon thing or the thing. And the feet would go, and the claws would go, and lift up. And I was doing that all day.
You got it waving.
And yeah, basically. I was waving to people with this, what I thought was a fake chicken foot. It was I could have died.
You could have died?
Died of chicken poisoning.
Anyway, chicken feet.
I've suddenly got loads to get through here.
Oh, and not much time.
So, Wednesday night, I went out with my mate, Simon Houlihan, who I haven't seen for a long time, and he said, let's go to a gay pub quiz. And
Pub quiz?
Yeah, and we went into this... Well, it's in a pub run by very nice homosexual men, but unfortunately, it wasn't the fact that it was gay that it fucking put me off, it was the fact that not only was it a pub quiz, but it was just full of people I didn't want to hang around with. It was really one of those, you just want to get out of there. They were just old farts, basically.
Right.
Old
gay old farts.
Farts, you think. Yeah, they were like the Fuckstones. They're just the gay old farts.
The Fuckstones.
I don't know. Like, but no, so we didn't stay in there anyway, but we got leathered. And then on Thursday, I went to my mate Steve's in Oxford, and we went out for drinking Abingdon to a pub that I can't remember the name of, but the pub was called something like The Bell and the Head of the King or something, which after, well, I'd been the night before, though I'm not going down that road. But I spent every penny I'd got, went back and drank Zubrovka.
Oh,
which
no.
is always a big problem with his...
Not Polish vodka.
Yeah, with Polish agar.
Oh.
Agar, don't. I was saying to her, you know.
Don't.
But I was going, she said...
Spice
she
said, black lace.
She
We're
said,
here tonight.
She said, it's brilliant. Would you like some Zubrovka? It's brilliant. And I'm going, agar, don't. I can't handle it anymore. Like... Even that's late coming this week.
God.
This is the Planet Smashers, of course.
Always late coming.
So then on Friday, I went down to Southwood Park in Bracknell to watch a stand-up comedy show because I had the night off. Again got very hammered, again went back to Simon Houlihan's, again got ridiculously hammered to the point I forgot that anyone else was there. Went to bed. When I sleep naked, ladies and gentlemen. In the night, I need to go for a piss. I went for a piss naked, forgetting that anyone was there. Simon picked out a moment to walk into the toilet, not knowing I was there. I was pissed out of my head and naked on the toilet. Simon pulls out his camera phone, and for 2 days, there was a photograph of me on the internet, naked on the toilet, right, looking hammered. I was very angry and upset about it. I believe it has now been deleted. Hopefully, right, from everyone's mind forever.
Why was he taking his camera phone to the toilet with him?
Well, no, I think he was still dressed and had been in the flat talking to someone else in the lounge and had just gone into the toilet not knowing I was there. And then he never misses an opportunity. He's always looking.
Always looking.
He never pissed. He never missed an opportunity.
And if you ever get that picture, you will find I will not be always looking.
Yes.
I don't ever see it in my
life. No, mate, I have
don't
seen...
Don't share it with me.
I've seen the photograph. And it is hilariously funny, but it really could do me untold damage. I think I've peaked with the photos, basically.
I don't want to ever see it.
The person that was in the flat with Simon was having a chat with me about this thing. I don't know whether you've heard of a game called SingStar. Have you? It's battle mode karaoke.
Battle mode?
Oh, no, it wasn't that night. It was the next day. God, I got very drunk over the weekend. I've got very run down. I've done a lot of driving as well. Not drink driving, driving between the drinking. I was perfectly safe to drive, honest gov. And I've got run down again. And the sty that I had a couple of weeks ago didn't really sort itself out. And my eye's been really hurting. And I looked at myself yesterday lunchtime. And 1/8 of my eyelashes have fallen out.
Yeah, you need to sort yourself out.
I know.
As much as I do as well.
I had a pair.
Yeah, we'll leave that out.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, no, I mean, I had your mum's pair, in fact.
Oh, God, leave it.
I had your mum's pair.
Stop stealing my fruit.
I should be all right now. Yeah.
Me pair
so,
is your
but, yeah,
pair.
Battle mode karaoke.
Battle mode karaoke. So what's that all about then?
Well, SingStar, it's this game, it must be on the PlayStation or something, and basically, you sing at the same time as someone else to a tune,
right?
And you get marks on how close, how much you keep in tune with it.
Right.
It sounds absolutely brilliant. I was thinking me and you could have a go at it.
That's good. Which one's the shittest?
On one of my songs.
Oh, right. I can never sing in tune.
Well, I can never sing one of your songs.
Brilliant.
So we can only do it. But what I thought was...
You could do Tony Towers.
But my idea was that we'd get two Welsh male voice choirs to have a go at it, because they're supposed to be really good at singing. And it'd be great
magic.
Just have like 100 over there and 100 over there and give them something really shite to sing.
Like a Spice Girls song.
What
a fucking brilliant idea.
Two Welsh male voice choirs singing...
Two become one.
Spice up your life.
Spice up your life.
Because just think about how it sounded. We all went, oh, that'd be brilliant.
Your shit.
Oh.
Charismatic.
Shake it to the left.
What was that song in the Spice Girls did in the desert? Oh, it's going to annoy me now.
I don't know. Have they moved there yet?
I fucking hope so.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, I thought that sounded fucking great. Battle mode karaoke.
There's a guitar one, isn't there? There's a Guitar Hero one.
Is there?
As well. Yeah.
So it's actually not really big news. I've just never heard
but
of it
before. I've not heard the single one before, but the guitar one, you plug in a fake guitar with buttons on it. And just do air guitar stuff. So the singing one sounds more interesting.
Well, the singing one sounds like...
Can we get it?
It's an actual musical challenge, isn't it? Rather than just fucking about.
We'll have to see if we can get hands on it.
And I'd like to get my hands on it.
We'll have a bit of a karaoke thing around Tony Towers.
Yeah.
Oh. Depending on who is or isn't in the country.
The winter evenings are just going to fly by. Right, Tony, what are you going to talk about now, then?
Oh, rubbish. Absolutely nothing to talk about.
Haven't you? What about BT Pod Show?
Oh, yeah. We don't mention it enough, but we are actually now part of BT Pod Show. Our BT Pod Show page is punkyradio.btpodshow.com. You can please add yourself an account and leave us a review or a comment. They have dried up these past few weeks. But I'm always digging people on there. There's got this thing on there where you can dig people. It's a lot like having friends on MySpace. But as you well know, fuck MySpace. BT Podshow is far better than MySpace. It's still free, but isn't run by a guy called Tom. And doesn't piss me off. So please...
It's quite a good way to listen to our show just online, isn't it? If you can just...
You can just do it online, yeah.
You can just click online and do it off
and
there.
All the old shows are on this. Back to April. We haven't deleted any of them yet.
We're nice like that.
We are nice like that. But please do leave us a review. And iTunes. Why not? If you please subscribe through iTunes.
That's another thing
review.
We've got to do, Tony. You're going to have to write them all up. We've got loads of iTunes reviews. Loads of US iTunes reviews. You're
we've
just going
to
write them all up.
We've got loads of things to do in general, haven't we?
We have got loads of things to do. I think we should really get on it tonight.
What?
I think we should go for it tonight and get a load of things done, yeah.
After the pizzas or before?
Yeah, well, during.
Whatever. During the pizzas?
Whatever.
They're fucking up with my schedule now.
I think, yeah, am I? Well, look, you can enjoy your pizza, but then I'm not letting you sleep tonight, Tony. We're gonna get Punky up to date tonight. There you go, I'm laying down the law. And now it's time for the last song, seeing as this is already going to be the longest show ever.
You are a scary man.
I know, I can be sometimes.
You are.
We were really pleased when this came through, and we've saved it until last. This is a band called United Kingdom of America. The track's called India Than Thou. And they are described as punk couture. And we listened to it last night and we went, oh, this is punky all over the place. We're doing this last. I'm not going to go into more detail than that because I have a feeling that I'm going to be getting in touch with them and asking them for more material. Because I think this band are great. They are the United Kingdom of America. Tony, what I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/UKA band.
Not a bad idea.
Right.
It's MySpace.com/... The UK of A, THEUKOFA, which means by the narrowest of margins this week, it's probably being the internet 2, Tony 1, and this is India Than Thou.
Gutted.
I'm in an indie band. I'm in an indie band. I'm in an indie band, four chords to the land. I'll wear a scarf indoors, I'll wear a scarf indoors, I'll wear a scarf indoors, I got a flat cap, I'm only 24. Look at your hair. Oh, look at your hair. Oh, look at your hair. Individuality aching there. I'll get my clothes from Oxfam. I'll get my clothes from Oxfam. I'll get my clothes from Oxfam. Up on that top, what I got to stop, man.
That's great, isn't it?
It's nice.
That is a great song. I just think that... And that is
it's
true.
It's relaxed me, actually.
It's true. That has got a lot to do with the British music scene at the moment as well.
Yes.
I think it's a very accurate portrayal.
Portrayal.
It's a very English... I've used some good words this week.
Portrayal.
Thank you very much for listening to
Let's
Punky Radio.
The whole thing off. What?
Thank you very much for listening to Punky Radio.
That's
this
all
week.
Right. It's and, been a pleasure.
And
thank you.
Thank you very much to both Hussey Skunk and Wicked Radio for playing us so much. We're now out on Hussey Skunk 3 nights a week.
Is that now? Is it?
Yes, yeah, as of now, I think. And we've got to do a load of stuff afterwards.
I just remembered that. Brilliant.
And we will try and keep the shows down to what we're supposed to keep them down to.
What,
Wicked
like
Radio
hour?
And Hussey Skunk as well. Yeah, sorry about that. We just have so much to do because of all of our brilliant listeners. That's my excuse. Make sure that later on in the week you vote for us at Podcast Alley. You can get to that and get to pretty much everything else we ask you to do on punkyradio.com. That is correct, isn't
that
it?
That is correct.
I think we can get rid of this Raiders at UK fucking podcast thing.
I don't think we need it.
It's not making any odds. Let's make things a bit simpler for our listeners this week, Tony, rather than a little more complicated.
Okay.
Also, sorry that you've heard nothing about this tune yet. We are still waiting to find out from Captain Marbles.
Hmm.
We haven't heard from him yet, from the band The Scourge. We will.
It'll happen.
As soon as we know from them, we will let you know, we promise. We can't do any more than that.
We've been using it for over a year now. What's a few more shows?
Well, yeah, no, it's just the fact that other people might want to purchase it.
Purchase.
And they can't purchase it at the moment because we're not letting them, basically. And quite right, too, because it wouldn't be ours to sell. Mm. So, which is why we have to wait for Captain Marbles. But he will sort things out, he assures he will, and I trust him. It's only taken him 2.5 years to get in touch, so don't hold your breath.
No worries. It's your comedy thing this week, isn't it?
It's fuck! Yeah, I meant to talk about that. This weekend is massive. Oh, God.
This weekend is massive.
This weekend is massive. Friday night, Woodside Hall, Hitchin. It's my comedy show featuring Stuart Lee and Mick Ferry. Saturday night in Lectures at the New Arts Centre. It's my comedy show featuring Brendan Burns and Eddie Brimson. Sunday night, it's my comedy show at the Bystander in Oxford, Steve's Pub, featuring right. Danny James and John Mann. Try and get along to one of those. Check out lastminutecomedy.com for more details. Check out punkyradio.com for absolutely anything. Visit our MySpace page. Go to Podcast Alley. Visit BT Pod Show. Thanks so much. GoDaddy.com. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Oh, Poog! Oh, Poog! Oh,
Budger Guns,
can't make it this weekend.
Fucking hell.
Sorry.
I'm exhausted.
Tell me about it.
I'm losing more lashes. I can't lose any more.
This show is a member of the Pod Riot Network.
Let the riot begin.
The best and the brightest, served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.